The clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
It is now 10 p.m. on Monday. That means that you are listening to Punk is Dead on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you for joining me. We'll be playing some great music for the next hour here. And I'm really excited for today because today, as you noticed, the first song there was a cover of Paint It Black by the punk band The Unseen. Today we're doing a punk covers episode. I'm really excited because I love pop songs and older rock songs, but I love punk the most. So getting those songs mixed into this style of music that I love, it just makes everything better. Like, I enjoy the originals more, depending on my mood, but sometimes you're just in the mood for something really fast, but with a good, nice melody to it. Anyways, that was The Unseen with their cover of the Rolling Stones song, Paint It Black. Up next, it's kind of the opposite direction. Paint It Black is a sad song about loss and death, but we're going to listen to Joey Ramone's cover of We're going to listen to Joey Ramone's cover of What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. So here's that song to give you just a nice start to the working week. Remember the happy things, trees of green, skies of blue. Joey Ramone on 101.9 FM.
The world.
Joey does such a good cover of that song, but for such a happy song, it makes me really sad as well, because the album it's on, Don't Worry About Me, came out in 2002, a year after Joey Ramone sadly passed away from cancer. But I think we all just should thank Joey Ramone, because the Ramones have inspired any modern alternative band. Any of them, if not directly, were inspired partially by the Ramones. On a happier note, we have a cover of a Kingston-born Bryan Adams, his song Summer of 69. The cover is done by American punk band MXPX, and a lot of people aren't going to like this one, I don't think, just because they have the really nasally pop punk voice, but that's something, I don't know, I really like that on this song, since it's a huge juxtaposition to Bryan Adams' singing voice. So here we go with Summer of 69, covered by MXPX.
I got my first real section, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school, had a band and we tried real hard, till we quit, till I got married, I should've known we'd never get far. Oh, when I look back now, the summer seems to last forever, and if I have the choice,
that cover, but my dad hates it. He thinks it ruins the whole song. Anyways, up next, we have a cover by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, which is a punk super group that specifically does cover songs. The current lineup consists of Spike Splossen from Swingin' Utters, Joey Cape from Lagwagon, CJ Ramone, played with the Ramones, Jake Kiley, and its past members, they had Fat Mike from NoFX, who I played last week, and a few others, because they've gone through a lot of members, because they've been around since 1995. This is a cover of Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, originally performed by Paul Simon. This is one of my favorite Paul Simon, maybe my all-time favorite Paul Simon songs, because me and my grandpa, when we'd be testing his new stereo equipment, I don't know why, but this would always be the song we were tested on, because it's got such a, the mix down of everything, all the panning, it's so useful for just testing if your stereo sounds right, if the panning's all correct and the speakers are in the right spot. But anyways, this is a great cover. Again, well, all these are going to be great covers. That's why I'm playing them. But this is one of those really poppy songs that it's impressive to see it turn into a punk song. So get ready. Here's Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. And we're going to follow it up with a couple others back to back.
When a papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. against the law. It was against the law. I was a mama saw. It was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that far, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'm begging you to beg me. And I want you now. Yeah, I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'm begging you to beg me. I'd love you to love me. Buy brand new shit, put on brand new shoes. I would do anything if you say that you love me. Don't eat bacon.
She never killed a sweet little innocent piggy to get bacon.
She's one of them vegans.
She's a sweet loving, sweet talking, lovable vegan.
And that's all right.
Gonna get my show canceled if I play any more at the end there. But that was what I play. I played the Ataris, Boys of Summer, cover of the Don Henley song, Don Henley from the Eagles. And then that last one there was Propagandy with their cover of I Want You to Want Me, originally by Cheap Trick. I'm realizing that I've played Propagandy the past 2 weeks as well, so I think that I'll need to chill out with playing them for a few weeks at least. But it's just because I saw them live in Kingston, 3 weeks ago now, I think? 3 or 4 weeks ago. So about a month and a half after I see a band, or before I see them, I'm just constantly listening to them. I don't know why. I'm trying to relive the experience of the show by listening to them for 10 hours a day. Anyways, I'm going to play one more cover, and then we're going to go into playing some new punk stuff and Canadian punk stuff for a bit, and then we're going to go back into covers. So this cover, it's a Beatles cover by British punk band The Damned. Some say The Damned were the first punk band. There's a debate whether it was them, Ramones, Sex Pistols. Who cares? They're all great bands. People gotta stop caring about that stuff too much and just enjoy their music. So here's the cover of Help by The Beatles, covered by The Damned.
One, two, three, four. Help you if you can, I'll feel it down. And I appreciate you coming round.
the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Okay, we're going to redirect. We're going to play some new Canadian punk stuff for a little bit. This first song, it's called Pigs in Dirt by a band called Slacker. They're from Hamilton, and this is off their demo 2025. And I think that the best way to describe them is how they describe themselves: fast, greasy punk hammer style. So here we go. Here's Pigs in Dirt by Slacker. That's honestly some of the best new punk I've heard in a while. I really hope to, since they're from Hamilton, I'm hoping that I can see them sometime. I don't know if they're playing over Reading Week or anything. I can't even find an Instagram account for them. They're very new. Like, that's their first release demo. There's bands like that that you can just tell when they're going to play, they're going to do a great live show. Like, that band, Chain Whip, Cult Crime, I think I played them on my first episode, maybe last week. Those bands, you can listen to them and you know, oh, this is going to be, if I see them in like some dive bar, some just really not nice place, it's going to be one of the best nights of the month. Our next band, we're staying in Canada for a few songs at least. They're from Newfoundland and Labrador. They're called Sailor Set Sail. And they're like, they call themselves Pop Punk Revival, but they're sort of, I've never heard a band that mixed some genres that I really like so well together than this band. It's a mix of like that American football style Midwest emo, like that just classic, everyone thinks of it when they think of Midwest emo. That mixed with like Blink 182, not late 90s, early 2000s pop punk. And they just do it so well. So here's off their EP, four songs. This is song one.
Yeah.
That was Sailor Set Sail with song one. And that EP, it's only four songs, but it makes me think we got to start watching what's coming out of the East Coast, because if there's the pop punk revival over there, I'm going to be moving to Newfoundland soon. Next up, we have another Hamilton band called Bleat with another 2025 demo. It just came out very recently on October 10th, and this is the single from it called Divorce Myself. We'll be right back.
$16 might be inconsequential. Hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos. But put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, and that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca for the big change your pocket change can make.
That last song there was called The Death of Big F by a band from Winnipeg, a skate punk band called Second Floor Patients, off their album Engine Failure. Also new, just came out September 18th, so about a month old now. Up next, we're going to have one more new Canadian band play, and then we're going to get back into the covers to finish off the night. This next band is from Burlington, Ontario, so close to Hamilton. I've been playing a lot of Hamilton bands recently for the past, all of my episodes. This is only my third episode. I can't really talk about the past few episodes like it hasn't only been the past few episodes. But this band's called Penske File. Penske File? I'm not sure. They're a pop punk band, sort of like if Blink-182, if Tom DeLonge could sing. I'm not hating on Tom DeLonge. I'm glad he can't sing because I like his nasally whines better than any singing he could ever do. So here's Penske File with their song Almost Young. Time to do some covers again. The first cover, starting off strong, it's a Sex Pistols cover of an Iggy and the Stooges song, their song No Fun. But this one, it's not like a crazy jump like when we had the punk cover of Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard earlier. Since Iggy and the Stooges, they're a proto-punk band, they're very close to already being a punk band. So this is just, it got more bratty. I think that's the way I'd describe it. It got more bratty because Sex Pistols, Johnny Rotten. They're just bratty British kids. So here's No Fun. This is actually the last song the Sex Pistols ever played live. And that live show is actually released. It's called Live in Winterland. It was in San Francisco in 1978. And they basically broke up on the stage. It was not a very clean breakup, the Sex Pistols. So here is the last Sex Pistols song ever played. No Fun, originally done by Iggy and the Stooges.
You'll get one number and one number only, 'cause I'm a lazy bastard. This is no fun.
Thank you.
everybody else.
That was NOFX with their cover of Go Your Own Way, originally done by Fleetwood Mac. That song featured vocalist from Bad Religion, another California punk band from the 80s. Their vocalist, Greg Graffin, who I'm hoping to see live in February because Bad Religion is going on tour with The Offspring and they're playing in Hamilton in the newly renovated TD Coliseum. I'm running out of time, so we only have a few songs left. And I'm running out of time here, so we're going to listen to a few more songs. But up next, we have Viva Las Vegas, originally done, everyone knows, by Elvis. And this is the cover done by Dead Kennedys, hardcore band from California. I played them last week, too, I think. This is off their debut album, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, from 1980.
Let's just a devil with a lot of despair. So
viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas.
How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if I ran out of speed, boy, I wouldn't sleep a minute of the way. Oh, the blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune money lost out of every deal. All you need is sonar and a nerve of steel. So
viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas,
viva Las Vegas, where the neon signs flashing and the one-armed band is crashing.
Thank you all for tuning in tonight. We have one song left, Patti Smith with her cover of My Generation by The Who originally. But thank you all for tuning in tonight. And next Monday at 10 p.m. and every Monday at 10 p.m., I'll be back playing some great music on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca, wherever you get your music. Hope everyone has a great rest of their week. And here is Patti Smith with My Generation. Enjoy.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. My generation. My generation.
John Cale.
Trying to put us down.
Talk about my generation.
'Cause created it. Let's take it over.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world, not just what the corporate media want you to see. A different picture, different understanding, a different picture, different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures